Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, everybody, how you doing? This is Guasabara Taino Radio, and this is Sanacori right here, DJ Sanacori. I'd like to thank everyone for being here tonight. This is going to be an amazing show, and you know why? We're going to shake it up a little bit. It's going to be somewhat of a ritual. That's right, a ritual, and it's going to be related to intergenerational trauma, okay? And I think it's very, very important that we all tune in. If you have to listen to this show a couple of times, please do so. Every show is archived. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. All you live listeners out there and all you future listeners as well, I'd like to thank you for downloading the show. All shows are archived. But I want to shake it up a little bit, and let's start with the theme song. Wasabara! To thank Anani Ramos, my daughter, for composing that song. I just love that song. Originally, it was going to be the entrance song of Taino Sagrado, the luchador, the wrestler, but due to various injuries, I'm not able to wrestle. And the song lives on in the struggle of Taino, Radio Taino Guasabara, which means warrior. You know, we have many countries that tune in and download our shows, all the way from Russia to Bosnia, Morocco, Nigeria, Colombia, United States, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Canada, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Australia as well. But we have a new country, and I'd like to thank them for tuning in, for downloading. And this country is Japan. The great nation of Japan has joined Guasabara Taino Radio. Awesome. Thank you so much, Japan. This evening is going to be a ritual to treat intergenerational trauma. I remember back in 2010, I received the up-and-coming leader Taino Award, and one of the pledges that I made that night was to dedicate my life to helping people heal as Behike and as an activist, but also the main topic of discussion that I was talking that night was intergenerational trauma. How can we deal with this trauma that's in our DNA that we carry from generation to generation? So this is something that I've been researching as a clinical social worker. I've been adding this to my practice as I sense that this trauma is ancient and we carried it in our DNA. You know, on YouTube, I have several videos related to the cleansing ceremony, Taino cleansing ceremony. And one of the things that I teach is the four-step process of cleansing. And tonight, I'm going to focus on the first two of the four. One is you make the commitment to cleanse, to focus, to commit to the process of healing. Then part two is releasing all of that chaos, releasing all of the poison that's in our blood, DNA, it's in our collective memory, is to release it all, the pain, the struggle, the murders, the rapes. It's all in our DNA from not just 1492, but also way back to the beginnings. Also, in future shows, you know, part three of the process is receiving the power that comes from the highest source of life, which for many, we call it Yaya or Atabe, the creatress, this divine masculine feminine coming into our existence, into our lives. And that power generates healing. And then part four is we release it. We become the healers. We became healers when we heal the community. Okay? Family, friends, community, world. Okay? But tonight I'm going to focus on the first two. One is commitment. We're going to make commitment. So whenever I start this cleansing ritual, it's always about thanking myself for taking the opportunity to go for it. So this is through internet radio. I'm thanking all of you for being here live or downloading the show. Very, very important. And also part two is going to be releasing all of those things that really make us angry, really make us sad, depressed, hopeless at times. And sometimes we don't know where it comes from. We just feel these things. We think these things. But guess what? It's in our genetic memory. So tonight, I'm going to share what I do. And in my ritual, I'm very, very creative. Okay? Very creative. You don't have to do what I do, but I like to share it. So you're going to enter my journey, my ritual journey, the first two steps. So I'm already made the commitment. I set up this show for the next hour or 50 minutes to dedicate myself to decoding the DNA that's in me, okay, that causes me sometimes this pain, this struggle, this anxiety. When I see a child getting hit, when I see an elder being abused, when I see leadership corrupt, these are all triggers for me. So what do I do to heal? I set the table. I set the altar. That's step one. Make the commitment. You shut off the phone. Time for sacred time for yourself. Or maybe you include your children. You include your spouse. Your lover. Whatever. But guess what? You have to make that commitment. So now that we made this commitment, part two. Step two. Whatever way you can, you need to go into the internal. You need to go within. And this is where the DNA exists, the DNA codes. I know scientists have different coding through numbers. So what you do is, if you have smudge material like Palo Santo, sage, Tabanuco, whatever you have, this is the time that you do it. Now, I already burned some Palo Santo. I'm in the spirit. I'm in that zone, you know. And being on radio, sharing these information helps me focus, okay? So now, step two. What I'm going to use tonight, what I often do, when I go to the internal, I use music to help me get there. The language of music. Because the brain responds to this music. So I want you to follow me in step two into this internal introspection, going within through music. And I'm not going to share much about the music. I just want you to listen. But I will give you some intros into the music. So the first song I want to begin is a song that came to me many years ago. And it's a song that I dubbed as Taino Calling Song. It's time that we call upon the ancestors. We call upon the sacred beings to come into our life. And we tell them that, you know, we need help. I need help. I need direction. So I start with the Taino calling song. I begin with the creatress and her son. Atavera en Yokahu Guama. So let us begin the search within. Now we go to the past. As I enter into my DNA journey, I see the spider coming down its web, the web of life. I begin decoding my DNA. I walk backwards, and I can hear the ancient Behike. I can hear the ancient ancestral line. My great-great-great-great-great Arakoels, the grandfathers, the grandmothers. I can hear his song. I can hear his chant as my DNA opens.
Yare la hena baru hai la ka
According to Bartolomé de las Casas, thousands of women, children, and men, elders, were brutally murdered under the oppression of the Spanish crown, led by Christopher Columbus. He witnessed the mass murders, the burning of the stake, Cacique Hathaway, Otumanama, avenging the death of Cacique, Saona Island, the death of Iguamana, Anacaona, Yukibo, from the great escape to the mountains of Inyunque, Cacique, Omakao. The struggle continues. Pehike continues to sing the songs of preparation, resistance, war. In my DNA, I smell blood. I smell resistance. I see the ancient young men gathering to defend their villages. The guns, the soldiers, the armor, the swords, the war dogs, the bullets. I smell the blood. The men were killed. They were stripped from their families, sent to other islands to be slaves or to be killed. I smell gold. I smell limbs being cut. The women. I see the women. I'm releasing this. I'm releasing the smell of death. The men. Where are the men? The warriors. I can hear the women. I can hear the young women, I can hear the young children, the girls, I can hear the elders. There is death in the air. There is sadness. What are the women to do now?
Thank you. Thank you.
In those first generations, the women were left with the oppressor, the killer, the murderer, the rapist. They bear their children, told them the ancient stories and language of the ancient ones. They were innocent, but the women carried the burden of the memories of murder. I smell blood. I smell murder. But I also see resistance, resilience from the women. Generations went by, the children of the invasion grew, and then the ancient ones, the original tribe people came. They came as slaves, also stripped from their families. From the motherland, Africa, they came to Caribbean, and there they found a new home. There they found a new resistance. There they found resilience, drums, their memories. brought their ceremonial songs, the memories of their families back home. Generations came and went. Murder continued. Slavery continued. But new rhythms were created. Wataúba, thunder from the Taíno women. Chango from Africa. DNA telling me of stories of migration, travel to the four directions. Drums were played, traveling to the north, to the east, to the south, to the west. There are stories of northern tribes playing their war songs, visions of future battles. I hear the drum. I can hear it. Thank you. as I travel up north in my DNA, as I decode my DNA, all I can see is more blood. All I can see is more death. I'm healing. I cannot smell any more blood. I need healing. I must travel. Continue to travel up. As I walk backwards into my DNA, I reach a place that's very cold, a place of nature. I see the warriors. I see the warriors assembling. I feel angry. I want to join in the fight. The wolf totem black flag unites against destruction. I am angry now. I am tired of the blood. I call on those ancient warriors to come and help. As I move forward, I carry the memories of my ancestors. I carry the beats of the drums. I see visions. Resilience. Resistance. I see bones. I see dust. I see my future. For one day, I will be dust. But in the meantime, Tak Toka, Taino, Boricua, Arayeke, I am Taino Boricua from Arayeke. Despierta, Borinqueño, que antado la señal. Aji, gira Boricua, Nahak, Osika, Ipa. Ayagua, despierta de ese sueño que es la hora de luchar. Aquí, gira, toca, quizá, zapá, agua, a ese llamar patriótico, no alde tu corazón. Anaka, roarat, nat, mat. Watu pikat matun nai, ven, no será simpático el ruido de cañón. Guarico, guato, caina, taino, cañón, at, watu. Nosotros queremos la libertad, nosotros machetes, nos la dará. Guac. Aji checa partitashi wakat machete wak sika. Vámonos, borinqueños, vámonos ya, que nos esperas ansioso, ansiosa la libertad. Wak iba borinca guanagu wak iba. Olu, Barakutashi, Guac, Ukaha, la libertad, la libertad, la libertad, Barakutashi, 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 la libertad, la libertad, Barakutashi. Para Gutashi. Para Gutashi. Para Gutashi. I continue to release the anger. I continue to release the pain, the trauma, the trauma of my ancestors. I carry their memories. I carry their drum beats. I carry their songs. I carry their tears. I must release, but never forget. I must release, but never forget. La libertad. La libertad. Para Gutashi. Para Gutashi. So when's the second step of healing?